Dictation for Linda Galvin, G-A-L-V as in Victor, I-N, September 954. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, consultation Mrs. Galvin with a normal kidney function. Creatinine has changed over the last 6 months from a baseline around 1.1, 1.2 to presently around 2. She has prior partial right-sided nephrectomy, underlying diabetes, hypertension, has chronic dyspnea, mostly on activity, denies chest pain palpitation, purulent arterial hemoptysis, not using any oxygen, has sleep apnea but unable to use, denies nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without any cloudiness of blood. There was a prior fall within the last 2 months. She believes she tripped, no loss of consciousness, no focal deficit, no fracture, did not go to the emergency room. Otherwise, denies any skin rash or bruises, denies fever, joint pain, no headaches, other review system extensively done being negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history, diabetes at least 10 years. She denies neuropathy. Denies retinopathy. There has been cataract surgery bilateral done in June of this year. Some blurry eyesight when she runs low sugars in the 50s, otherwise no changes there. There is hypertension in the office, well controlled. She denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She denies heart problems, no angina, heart attacks. She's not aware of heart murmurs, arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or pacemaker. She did have a prior stroke, a brain hemorrhage, without any focal deficit. A prior pneumonia did not require hospital admission. This is 6 months ago. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. She's not aware of blood transfusion, no kidney stones, gout. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Question memory issues. Panic attacks. Next paragraph, surgeries, thyroid removed because of thyroid cancer, but apparently no chemotherapy or radiation treatment. Breast cancer, left-sided with eventual bilateral mastectomy. A mass of the right kidney with partial nephrectomy for cancer. Again, no chemotherapy or radiation treatment. Bilateral lens implant, tubal ligation, partial hysterectomy, eventually tubes and ovaries. Surgery for bilateral hand Dupuytren contracture, plantar fasciitis, a ganglion on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist, a ventral hernia repair, prior EGD colonoscopies. Next paragraph. At the time of subarachnoid hemorrhage 2005, she did require a PEG feeding. Thank you. She did have a prior neurostimulator that eventually was removed. It was not helping and interfering with MRIs. Next paragraph, prior smoker, begin around 13 years old, one pack per day, discontinued in 1998. Minor alcohol intake, next paragraph, history, kidney cancer on the mother, next paragraph, side effects reported to long-acting metoprolol, succinate, Zocor, and pneumonia vaccine. Next paragraph, pressure medications include thyroid replacement, aldactone, nifedipine, prilosec, hydralazine, lisinopril. Dose has been decreased from 40 down to 5, lamictal, durantin, buspar, loratidine, spiriva, insulin, novoloc, and lentas, albuterol inhaler, also takes Monjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, apparently she recently has an absent seizure, followed with urology Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph. There has been concerns for liver, fatty liver, but no biopsy has been done. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 254, blood pressure 138/72 on the left side. She's wearing a glucose monitor on the right arm. No blood pressure was done. Alert oriented time 3. No respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, thyroid has been removed, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no palpable liver spleen ascites, no peripheral edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine as indicated above has increased from April this year 1.1, 1.2 to presently stabilizing around 2. This is from October with a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, a normal albumin calcium, glucose was running in the 300s, almost 400s. Minor increase of ALT, other liver function tests were normal. If this will be a steady state, GFR of 25 is stage 4. Normal white blood cell platelet, mild anemia 12.8. Recently 3 plus of protein in the urine, baseline is 1 plus. No blood. 10 to 20 white blood cells, 1 plus bacteria. High cholesterol, close to 300, triglycerides 381, HDL at 42 with a LDL of 192. There is a prior echo a few years back with reserve ejection fraction. In that opportunity, A3 was enlarged. An MRI of the abdomen, this was done on January of this year. Liver was normal. A small hemangioma. Normal spleen. Surgical changes on the right kidney lower pole, a hemorrhagic cyst, 4 centimeters, upper pole of the left kidney. There are multiple simple renal cysts bilateral. Some of them are as large as 7.5. No enhancements with the MRI contrast. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury. Background of diabetes, hypertension, recently poor diabetes control, close to 400, worsening of proteinuria, although not major blood. Repeat ultrasound to rule out urinary retention obstruction. There is a background of bilateral renal cyst and prior partial right-sided nephrectomy. She has a history of cancer already documented on thyroid, breast, kidney, as well as family history of also kidney cancer. We will repeat chemistries, including monoclonal protein for plasma cell disorder, based on the level of protein creatinine range. If approaching nephrotic range, we will do serology for appropriate glomerular diseases, including membranous. Further advice to follow end of dictation.